see Radio 5 Live.
I listen every day.
I trust the presenters.
There are lots of people calling us tonight.
Bowls to Stokes, who hammers it for four!
The voice of the UK. Nihal Arthur Nayaka. BBC Radio 5 Live.
So, we are talking about decluttering. By decluttering your house, do you declutter your mind? Do you declutter your relationships? The things that have got in the way of you enjoying a home life are things that you could get rid of. Let's speak to Brendan Corrigan, who's in Bogota in Colombia and got in contact with us. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Nihal. How's it going?
Good. Now, you've been in Bogota for 10 years now, is that right?
Yeah, actually coming up to 11 years, Bogota is the base. And I guess in theory, decluttering should be easy for me because I still have a backpacker's mentality despite being here for almost 11 years. Also, I've been a bit of a nomad here. I've moved, I think I'm at like 17 different places in 10 years. So, you know, averaging
wow.
At least, yeah, 1 year. So you would think that I'd be good at decluttering. I'd be a bit of a pro at it. But at the same time, I think it can be far more efficient because I guess I do hoard bits and pieces of things. Like, for example, like I go to this tourism fair, an annual tourism fair, and pick up like bits and pieces of paper or maybe little gifts that they have, you know, info sheets and things like that. And I hold on to them. Now, obviously, you can get all that information online, but I like to have that. And I kind of, it just every time, then obviously, when you move house, and look, and I'm single, so I don't have, you know, I don't have to worry about other people's stuff or whatever, but it just, I would like to be able to live with about 22 kgs. That would be ideal, you know, that you can fit into a backpack. But I'm over that at the moment. A lot of it is stuff that I guess if I was really cold-hearted, I could throw it out, but I just haven't got to that stage yet. Like clothes that I rarely use, you know, what's that kind of thing that we only use about, what, 10% of the stuff that's in our wardrobe on a regular basis. And then all these bits of pieces of paper and mementos from different things. But really, at the end of the day, like, it's the memories that matter the most, as your contributors are saying as well, rather than maybe having these physical things, or at least just one little tiny piece that might bring back a memory, recall something, rather than holding on to a whole raft of stuff. So I could certainly be far better at the decluttering, and I wish I was.
I think you're doing pretty well, but if you've moved 17 times in just a few years, you would have almost certainly had to prioritise certain things. So what are the most valuable things to you that you simply won't part with?
Well, some of it is rather silly on the face of it. I like football jerseys, for example, you know, from different places, and I have travelled quite a bit, especially in South America. So, like, for example, Venezuela, which many people don't like to go to these days for good reasons, but I've been there four times over the last 10 years or so, and, like, I come back with football jerseys from there. Now, you say, well, that's, you know, what do they weigh? A few grams or whatever, but it all adds up when you have various football jerseys from all over, but the kind of things that I like to hold on to because they can strike up a conversation, especially when you're in another country or whatever. They kind of go, oh, that football shirt, where's that from? Or somebody who is from there, they kind of go, oh, you know this place? So there's things like that. And then, yeah, just like, as I said, those maybe little bits and pieces that you pick up from traveling, like it might have been a little gift, like, for example, just one that comes to mind now, like this little candle that a person gave me. It was an indigenous candle, and again, this, when you're, if you have the backpacker's mentality, I guess on its own, it could, because it's stonework, it would be at least 500 grams. So when everything adds up, you're kind of going, okay, that's
right.
That
22 kgs.
Things like that.
Yeah,
you know?
We're way beyond the 22 kgs, I have to say. Brendan, thank you very much indeed for getting in contact with us from Bogota in Colombia. It's good to speak to you.
Cheers.
Thanks, man.